Hi, I'm Jake Turner, and thank you very much for tuning in to the Turner Chi-Town podcast. You can find anytime, day or night. You can go through our archive at speaker.com/user/Jake Turner Show. Now it's time to take the exit to the best sports take in Chicago with Turner Chi-Town on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. When something smells rotten in the world of sports, you know that sometimes it gets a little nasty in the sports society.
Guy told me one time, don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around a corner.
And somebody has to step up and say that this,
I think that's taking it a little bit too far,
has gone too far. Oh, yes. Gone too far indeed. We are going to jump into this behind, between, and outside the lines. Nicely done there, Big Zoe. We're back here on Turner Chi-Town, 773-966-2494. Big Zoe's in the studio, Robert McInerney, linebackers coach for Taft High School, and also going to be doing part of the Cubs Youth Camp. Go to Cubs.com and find those dates. He's going to be great. I'm telling you right now, the guy can dive into baseball like no tomorrow. So, on that note, it's time for my favorite segment so far here since we've been here at Illinois Media School. It's called Gone Too Far. Gone Too Far. Marvin Lewis, quote, told Catherine Terrell of ESPN.com regarding the celebration rules. I'm not for that at all. We had a good standard, and the whole standard has always been you want to teach people how to play the game the correct way and go about it the correct way. And that's not a very good example for young people.
So I'm trying to understand who took the crap in his cereal, first of all.
Interesting.
Are they trying to turn the players into robots? So you can't celebrate after you get a touchdown? I don't understand. When has it been such a big problem? I don't understand. Like, they've been doing it for decades. Now all of a sudden it's a problem? Why? Because the dancers are getting a little bit more creative? Or, I don't get it.
But it's not just that. It's because he has guys like Vontaze Burfict, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and, of course, Joe Mixon, who have criminal records, who have proven that they are punks. And he's talking about celebrations not being good for kids.
I was just going to say, their background has nothing to do with
this. Gotta be kidding me. This is a guy who was lost to T.J. Yates and Matt Schaub, has never won a playoff game ever. And he's talking about trying to teach people the right way. Talk about a hypocrite. You gone too far. Huh. Thoughts on that, Robert?
You know, honestly, let them do whatever. I'm at the point now where, like, even at the high school level, coaching high school, it's just like, I tell my kids, I don't give a crap. And the funny thing is, they can't dance because, unfortunately, we get an unsportsmanlike penalty in 25 yards. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, let them have fun. Let them play the game. It's a part of the game, okay? We've been doing this for how many years now?
Now, I will say, certain dance moves shouldn't be allowed.
True.
But
I mean, just one sec. Look at, like, after a defensive player, what do they do after they get a big time sack?
Right, they chest. I mean, hey, it hypes us up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely agree, and we're going to get into that more later on in the hour here. Gone too far. Warriors owner Joe Lacob. Joey, decided to go out and say after the Warriors gave up their 3-1 lead and lost in the NBA Finals and gave that to the Cavaliers, he said, and I quote, "We were the better team. We would have beat them."
Well,
why would you poke the bear? Especially when Kyrie Irving just went off and LeBron is there and Kevin Love. And right there, don't poke LeBron. You poke LeBron, he's going to make you pay. Why would you even say that? You haven't won anything. You won one championship. One!
Well, here's the thing. He kind of contradicted himself. He wasn't. They didn't have the better team because they lost. Yeah. The better team always wins the finals.
But you're poking the bear. That's what you're doing. You're poking the bear.
I kind of hope LeBron James really just goes off and beats the crowd.
I'm
kind of
hoping too. I'm kind of looking for Kevin Durant to go up like this now. After that stupid comment, why would you do that? You had all of the momentum, and now it's like, oh, well, this is bulletin board material. Thank you so much, Lacob. That was so easy.
It's almost like what Max Kellerman said. It's like, if I'm in a hallway, and I tell you, like, you know I'm taller than you, and I tell you I'm taller than you, like, that's just some things you just don't say. Though there's right, like, there's no, you don't have the right to say it, or you shouldn't say it. Like, that's something he should have kept to himself.
Yeah, absolutely. True. Gone too far. Richard Jefferson talking about LeBron in Game 3. Quote, he told Fox Sports Ohio, that James was sick from a bug. Quote, I know he won't talk about it, so I'll give my big guy a shout. Darren Williams missed shoot around this morning because he had like a little bug, really lethargic, had no energy, and that's what Braun had. And sometimes these little bugs can go around, and James was like, dude, when Duran didn't show up to shoot around, it kind of started clicking in his head. Because for him, it was like, I don't know why he was so lethargic, why I had no energy, I had nothing. Oi! Excuses!
Now, I don't know if he really was sick or not, but I don't think he wasn't.
Such a cop out.
He wasn't. LeBron said that there wasn't no excuses. He just struggled that night, which I think he was.
So why would you do? Why? Why?
I mean, if he really was,
say this,
and even if he really was sick, it was just like,
and it's fodder for the LeBron haters out there. I mean, they're like an all new level of hate, like to the point where it's not funny anymore.
No,
it's scary, and that's just more. You got your teammate telling your number one player, oh, he had a bug. He was sick. Really? Okay, so we're in Chicago here, and we all know about the flu game. We know that Kobe Bryant has played with the flu. We know that, and he's played great. Just because you got a flu, you're playing. If you're playing, you should be out there having a great performance.
Yeah, if you decide to play, you're healthy.
What more do you want me to say? Don't give me this excuse. Oh, I was
that
sick.
Is. No, that, no.
Stop.
If you decide to play, you are healthy.
Mr. Jefferson, enjoy your rings. Please stop talking. I beg of you. Now, to you guys out there, do you have anybody out there that you believe has gone too far? Somebody in the last couple of minutes, maybe?
You kind of hit the nail on the hammer with the Warriors coach. The Warriors GM. That's the one that stuck out to me. I'm like, you don't say that, bro. Come on. Yeah. You're 12-0. You just swept the entire West. All momentum's on your side, like Jake said. I mean, how do you – I don't know, unless you were trying to hype your own team up. I'm not too sure what that was. But, you know, other than that –
It's worse than that greatest team ever that I kept hearing about. You know, oh, the Warriors are the greatest team if they win and all that, blah, 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 blah. You don't want anything yet. Stop it. The 85 Lakers, the 86 Celtics, the 73 Bucks might have something to say about that. The 96 Bulls might have something to say about that. You're not the greatest team. No matter how many times you guys believe that you are not yet until you win the finals. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. We were talking about this for a second, Marvin Lewis. The reason why I put that up and I felt like he was gone too far is that he has all these guys on the team in history that have had criminal records. And he's talking about playing the game the correct way. I mean, Adam Pacman-Jones pretty much told the cop to blank, expletive all the way.
Okay.
Losing his mind over a minor car crash. He's been arrested numerous times, and he just sweeps him under the rug. It's hypocritical. It's hypocritical to get all high and mighty over a touchdown celebration when you have a bunch of guys that make me feel like we're going to have like the first 10,000 fans with Bengal jumpsuits. That's pretty much what it's come to. I mean, how can Marvin Lewis even think that this was a good idea to say? What makes you so damn high and mighty?
Well, I will say, I think his contract, if I'm not mistaken, his contract is up at the end of this year. And he's been there. He's got the longest tenure besides for Belichick. And he's never won a playoff game.
Never won
a playoff game. Personally, he should just shut up anyways and just win a playoff game, or he's going to get fired. Or not get a new contract.
Can we talk about the fact that he's still coaching? Like, why?
How? Yeah, why? How?
I
don't know. I don't know, to be honest. Why
unless
Marvin
the Bengals,
is still coaching.
Unless the Bengals
really
just
don't.
Love mediocrity. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
it's a lot of mediocrity in Cincinnati.
Just
but
go to the playoffs.
I just feel like that gone too far a little bit there. And then also, gone too far, L.A. with this stadium building delay, these excuses, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, 2022.
You Los Angeles. You lost the Super Bowl to Tampa. Now we have to wait until 2022 for the grand opening of the Super Bowl for your stadium that you believe is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mm.
You got too far because you're so ignorant. You guys don't even know how to build a stadium. Arthur Blank got a stadium built in 2 years. Atlanta's about to open up their Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I mean, come on. Gone too far. So if you got any comments or concerns or you got a topic that you believe has gone too far, a player, a coach, a team, a president, anything like that, go to Instagram right now, hit up Big Zoe, or you can hit me up at Jake Turner Show, or during our Facebook Live, throw out some Gone Too Far ideas and comments out there as well. That's our Gone Too Far segment. Did you guys like that? Was that fun or what?
Well, I actually felt like we went a little too far. Just kidding.
We don't go too far. We go between, behind, and outside the lines. That's not going too far. Going too far is being a hypocrite. That being said, we're never a hypocrite here because we always have to do this. It's always the best, I guess.
Thanks for tuning in to the Turner Chi-Town podcast. You can catch the show anytime live on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com for 12 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday. It's the best sports take in Chicago for nothing. Right here on speaker.